Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Exit and Retirement Strategies Incorporated and J.W. Cole Financial are not affiliated. Any opinions are those of Bill Black and not necessarily those of J.W. Cole Financial or J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who need cutting-edge information as they prepare their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit plans. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss the Exit Coach Audible, the daily one-minute planning tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Black.
Well, thank you very much for that great introduction, Spike Reel, and welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the information station for baby boomer business owners. I'd like to take a second and introduce our station engineer, Paul Roberts.
Welcome, welcome. Glad you're here.
Hey, Paul, we had a great show last week with Kenneth August talking about international law and doing business overseas.
I was amazed at the information he gave about the Commerce Department and the programs that they had in place. Had no idea that they were so helpful in finding your market overseas.
It was really fascinating. And then we had John Livingston talking about what it takes to get your business ready for sale. That was great.
Anywhere from one time gross to or one time EBITDA to 10 times EBITDA. That's a big range in valuing your business
here. I'll tell you, you better really go see somebody like that really early so that you can get a handle on what your business value might be if you go for sale. So if any of you listeners missed that show and you'd like to check those interviews out, please go to our website where you will find all of our archives, including my Daily Minute, which I call the Audible, and that's at exitcoachradio.com. I am very pleased this morning to introduce Jim Doty, who is with B2B CFO. And Jim has over 30 years of comprehensive management experience, more than 15 years at the executive level. B2B CFO is an interim CFO service, and he's got some really interesting stuff to tell us about what it takes to prepare for your exit and your future, and he's even got a book that they've come up with called The Exit Strategy Handbook. Jim, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to where you are. Just give me a thumbnail of how you got to where you are.
Okay, glad to. You know, I spent a lot of time in corporate America and different companies, and it seemed if I went to work for a company, they were sold in short order, so I'd have a short stint there, but it exposed me to so many businesses and so many different areas of commerce and things like that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. The last go-around, when the company I worked for over 12 years eliminated my position for the fifth time in 4 years, I decided maybe I should go out on my own. Mm-hmm. And I looked around and found B2B CFO, and it's a good fit for me. I can use my skills that I've learned over the years to help improve things and build up a business with all the smaller businesses and business owners that are just so great to work with.
So what is B2B? What does that stand for, B2B CFO? What's it all about? What's the, in a nutshell, what is this organization?
Well, it's, you know, business to business, CFO services. It's a 25-year-old company, and we have, at this point, about 200 partners in 45 states. And we're the largest national CFO services firm. There's over 900 clients distributed among all these partners. They have 36,000 employees and do almost $9 billion worth of business a year combined.
Wow, that's fascinating. So is it kind of an encore career for a lot of people that have been out there, or is it this is full-time, this is something that you're doing full-time, right?
And yes.
Okay. And so it sounds like it has a tremendous amount of information synergy that it can bring. Is everybody connected somehow?
Yeah, that's one of the features of the company that drew me in, is many people told me, who are you going to go to when you have a problem? Mm-hmm. And you want to help your client. And one of the areas, even in the financial area, I don't know everything, but with 200 partners, there's almost no subject that we can't cover. We have an intranet forum that we use to ask each other questions.
Wow.
I read something that was truly astonishing to me about crop dusting the other day. And one of my partners not only helped the crop dusting business, but he flew one when he was going through college. So we have a lot of different experiences, and we tap into that for each other.
That's just yet another example of how the Internet's bringing people together to build a brain trust, really a think tank for each other to help in any type of situation. And what types of businesses do you work with? What sizes and industries, or is it all over the board?
Across the company, it's all over the board. I mean, anywhere from, you know, a small $3-5 million company up to $75 million. I even have a partner that's got one that's larger than that, and he keeps trying to get them a full-time CFO, and they don't want to let him go, so they keep hiring other people to support him to do his job. So it's quite interesting that way. There's, you know, even in Southern California, we have 23 partners in this, from Santa Barbara to San Diego, to tap into as well.
It kind of lends itself to thinking part-time CFO, maybe a small company thing. But after the economy, and with all the cloud-based things that we're doing now, it makes a lot of sense that if I just need a CFO to come in and work on a part-time basis, or maybe there's a special project. What is the scenario out there? What do most people call originally for or initially for?
Well, typically what happens is somebody will find us because they have a problem or they're in some sort of pain in their business. They have a cash flow problem.
I see.
Their accounts receivable is growing and they can't figure out why. And we'll get called in, and our approach is to do a deep discovery analysis of what's going on in their business from the business owner's perspective, and also talking to other employees to understand if their goals are aligned with the business owner. And in doing that, we can find out many things about the structure of it, and then we look at the financials and come up with a strategy that we bring back to the business owner. And in doing that, we can take them through what they've said their concerns are and show them what we can do to help improve that. And I think that approach works with any type of business. Myself, I have a pretty large healthcare background. So a lot of the people that I've known for a long time are in healthcare. I keep finding myself in those situations. But the intent is to become that trusted advisor for that business so that you may come in there and solve a problem and may spend, you know, a day or day and a half a week for several months working on this problem. Mm-hmm. But the intent is to be their advisor for the long term and help them when they're doing strategies and budgets and things like that as well, or just be there to have the business owner, somebody that's objective and will tell them what they think is true as opposed to what they want to hear.
Is there a minimum engagement initially that someone would hire you for, or is it just depends on what the situation is?
It really depends on the situation. I recently met with somebody that's working on starting their business, and I told them in the initial meeting they don't need my services to do that, but I want to give them some information. So I've sent him some things that would show him what kind of structure he should have financially.
Okay.
And things like that. And, you know, it wasn't enough work that I could even think about charging the guy for it. I mean, it's like,
just
help
kind
him,
of,
help
yeah.
him get going.
Yeah, you help him a little bit. You give to get kind of thing. And
yeah.
So it sounds like it follows a model like out of the healthcare industry. You have first you have a diagnosis, and then you have a prescription, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And then that's the initial go-round, and then other things. Of course, every company can use a CFO at some time. Jim, most of our listeners are baby boomers. So they're over age 50, and they're heading towards their exit or thinking about their future. What can they do to think about moving, getting their business ready for sale? Is there anything in particular that you come into where you look and go, if somebody says, I want to get my business ready for sale, and you look and go, well, you're not there now, here's where we start. Is there a starting point?
Yeah, it's really, you know, again, doing, as you said, doing a diagnosis of all the different components of their business, and then taking that and helping them map out how to get there. I mean, so often people don't have some of the simple things like policies and procedures in place that would show a prospective owner that they know what they're doing or that somebody else could learn how to run the business.
So a lack of organization overall is what you see a lot of the time.
That's very common. I mean, a lot of these business owners, they're going 90 miles an hour and they're getting done what they can get done. And I think that's where I add a lot of value, is helping them relieve some of that administrative and difficult stuff, but get them information that they can use to go forward.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you just never know. A lot of times the whole business is in the owner's head, and that's
correct.
Not a very good recipe for if they want to sell out somebody else. They have to download that and start creating processes and systems. And, you know, you can tell a lot, I'm sure, by looking at the P&L, the profit and loss statement, and the financial statements as a starting point, right?
Well, you find in a lot of these smaller businesses, they don't really have very reliable financial statements. I recently worked with somebody that the first news I gave him that his books were out of balance by $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And that kind of scared him a little bit, but...
Wow. Well, I want to hear about that when we come back. We're going to talk about some stories. We're talking with Jim Doty from Irvine, California. And Jim is with B2B CFO, and he brings a wealth of knowledge. This is a really emerging trend for a lot of businesses to hire a part-time CFO. So we'll come back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about some client stories, some tips, ideas, and precautions, and we'll let you know how you can get in touch with Jim if you need to.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel with The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your manager should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
If you're a business owner and you've been listening to this show, then you have to ask yourself one question. Are you comfortable with your financial position today? Are you achieving the success that you want? Are you ahead of your competition? Are you where you want to be? If you want to improve any of these results, there's really just one simple answer. Contact Jim Doty, your local partner with B2B CFO, and have him do a no-cost, no-obligation discovery analysis. Discover what you don't know. Call Jim Doty at 949-689-0642, and you'll find lots of ways to connect with him and get your free, no-cost, no-obligation discovery analysis. Okay, well, let's head back into the conversation with Jim Doty and Bill Black right now.
Thank you, Paul. Jim, a very interesting first part of our interview. And now we'd like to try to delve in a little bit deeper into some client stories. So tell us about a client that you initially engaged. You just mentioned the one where you found him $100,000. That's a pretty good story for our listeners.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was brought into that by a person that was the 70% owner of the business. And the 30% owner was actually the person running it. And when he asked his partner for a loan to make payroll, he got a little nervous and sent me in. It was an interesting environment because nobody was too happy I was there. They were wondering what I'm doing there, and I'm there to ask questions. So I just sit with the employees, talk to them, understand what they're doing, and then compare that to what the results are doing. And in going through that, one, when I looked at his books, they were out of balance by over $100,000. And but I also, in interviewing his employees, one thing that all of them told me was they described their work and the system they used to track patients in this home health agency. And then they would all pause and say, well, but back in April, we used a different system for tracking patients. You go back to there, you'll have to look at a different system. And that kind of put up my antenna, and I went back to the old system and ran a number of different reports and found that there was $200,000 in billings that hadn't occurred yet when from one system to the other. So his $100,000 problem was about to be solved big time by bringing $200,000 in for these billings. And this is a company with revenue of about $150,000 a month.
Okay.
So the tide turned. They were a little happier that I was around asking questions, and I was able to help them with a few more things. But one of the recommendations I made to the 70% owner was to review his interest in this business, and he decided that it was too risky for his portfolio, so he exited that, so that assignment ended for me after that.
Put yourself out of business there, Jim.
Well, you know, if you can help them and they improve, it's all good.
Well, that's okay, because there's a lot of other projects I'm sure you found interesting. What's another common situation, or maybe a situation where you came in and they were in some kind of disarray, and what did you do for them?
Well, one of the things that I find quite often is businesses make changes and they don't really map it out before they do it. And they may not identify all the things that really are going to change as a result of making that change. So I worked with someone who had tried to cut their expenses because it was growing faster than their revenue. So they thought, well, we need to just cut something. And what they ended up doing was they cut some overtime because it's like a lot of people think that overtime is a very bad thing on your P&L. But I went in and looked at that, and it's like after you cut the overtime, they had an influx of orders into their warehouse, and by cutting the overtime, fulfillment dropped. People's shipments were late, and they lost some business as a result of it. So I showed them how to go back through and measure these different things and decide if overtime changes in a certain manner, you must go look at it. But if it's following a pattern that follows the revenue, then you're okay. But
is it a signal that you should hire another employee maybe at that point, right? If it's, you know, if your current staff's doing so much, but only if it's steady, right?
Right. I mean, if it pops up a little bit, it actually might be because a good thing has happened.
Yeah, right, right.
And your sales are up.
Is it temporary or permanent? And if it's permanent, let's staff up for it.
Correct.
So those are the things that you can tell people, look, I'm looking at this trend, and you need to recognize that your financials are telling us a story here. Let's interpret that. And I think that's what a good CFO does is comes in and reads the story that the financials are telling. Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, I get described quite often as an accountant, and when the people say the word, it doesn't sound like they enjoy it. And so I find a lot of times I walk in the door and it looks like a big negative, but I'm all about making the business work better and be more profitable. If that means there's an expense that needs to be reviewed, we'll review it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that expenses need to be cut. I've often advocated increasing expenses to get something accomplished that isn't working for them.
Sure, that could make a lot of sense depending on the situation. So tell me about something. You've got this book here, the Exit Strategy Handbook, and I've looked through this book, and it is full of great information. It's got, I don't know how many checklists in it, but it's got checklists for checklists, it looks like. It's got a ton of information. So tell me a little bit about what this is all about.
Okay, it's a book called The Exit Strategy Handbook, and it was written by our CEO, Jerry Mills. And the intent of it is to really have a handbook for people to use to build a plan to exit their business. There's so many moving parts, and it's such a large endeavor. And, you know, as you've advocated, they need to take some time to do this. They need 3 to 5 years to put something together that's really going to be meaningful and differentiate them from the other businesses that are for sale.
Yeah, well, the years go by quickly, don't they? I mean, it's very quickly. So the book is a kind of a shallow end to deep end for business owners to start that preparation, and do they use it in conjunction with your work as well? Is it a kind of a workbook for them with you, or
it can be? You know, they can buy the book and do it on their own. But really, one of the key elements of the book describes establishing a success team to work on your business planning and your exit planning.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, and the success team has about a dozen possible different members of it. You need an investment banker. You need an attorney. You may need several attorneys.
You might need, yep.
You know, if you have a restaurant that makes its own beer, is your recipe protected by copyrights?
Intellectual property
is
a big deal.
So there's a lot of things. We also have an IT specialist on here. People ask, well, why would you need that? Well, if your software isn't properly licensed, you're going to have trouble when you sell the company. So it goes down into great detail. And another thing about it is that the book is also can be accompanied by software that we have that mirrors all of those checklists.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So when you have a checklist for key vendors and service providers, you can load that all up into the software and put tasks in there like, you know, when should somebody contact this key vendor to tell them, oh, by the way, we're for sale, but don't get nervous, we're still going to use you.
So right
down to the littlest detail of making phone calls at a certain point in time to tell somebody something.
Puts you on a checklist manifesto, so to speak, right?
That it does. You can go in and look at somebody's tasks and see if they're green or yellow or red.
And And there are a lot of tasks. You know, this has been really fascinating. Tell me, we got 1 minute left. Jim, how does somebody get in touch with you, and what do they find when they get to your website?
Okay, yeah, the easiest way really is to give me a phone call. I'm at 949-689-0642. If you Google Jim Doty, CFO, you'll find me on the internet. Mm-hmm. And when they get there, they'll see that my experience and the kinds of things I can do to help them improve their business.
Well, Jim, this has really been a fascinating discussion. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much for coming in. I've learned a lot. I hope our listeners have been paying attention. And we're going to take a brief commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Jonathan Boring of Social Spice Media. And he'll be telling you how to get your social media campaign in order to drive your business.